Welcome to day 141. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we try to post them on Erev Shabbos, so they're sitting ready to go in your inbox on Motzei Shabbos. We're continuing on the topic of removing stones from one's field during Shemitah, and the general halacha is you're not allowed to remove stones from your field because that is a way of getting the field ready for planting. But if you're removing the stones because you want the stones, not because you're getting it ready for planting, but you want the stones themselves, you're building something and you need those rocks, then you are allowed to, technically, but you're only allowed to so long as you can clearly demonstrate that you're using the stones themselves and not removing them in order to get the field ready for planting. So along those lines, says Mishnah Zayin, Avanim Shizias Asan HaMachresha. If there are stones that were moved, that were loosened by a plow, let's say you plowed it during the sixth year, and now the stones became loosened, not totally loose, but a little bit more loose in the ground, O Shayu Mechusos Nizgalu, or they were hidden, they were underneath the ground, and then through plowing it, they became revealed. But again, they're not totally loose. In either of those cases, the truth is, if you were to plow it once more, they would become totally loose. It'd be much easier to remove them. So they're kind of in this middle stage where they're loose, but not totally there. Says the Mishnah, Im yesh bem shtayim shel masoy shnayim shnayim. If there are at least two rocks that could only be moved by two people, meaning they're so large that they can be moved by two people together, then hare elu yinatelu. Then you could remove all of the rocks from the field. Why? There are two factors that come together that conspire, so to say, in order to allow that. Number one, the fact that there are two rocks there that are so large that two people would need to move them, those are construction rocks. Those are generally used for building, and people would know that you're removing it for the purpose of building. The second reason is because, again, these rocks in general are not totally loose in the ground. They are a little bit loose. But there would be, if the entire purpose was to actually get the field ready for planting, there would be such an easy way to do it. Just plow it again. Plow the field again, and then they would all become loose, and it would be so much easier. The fact that you're not doing, the fact that you're not taking the easier route, if the purpose were to get your field ready for planting, it shows that when you're removing these stones and putting a little bit more effort to remove them, that it's not for the purpose of planting your field, but instead just because you want the rocks. Again, there would have been a much easier way had the purpose been getting your field ready for planting. Continues the Mishnah, Hamasakel Esadeu, one that is, I don't know how to say it, destoning one's field. Notel esal yonos umaniach esanogos baretz. You would remove the top layers of stones and just leave the bottom layer. All the stones that are touching the earth, that are directly on the ground, you leave those because then you're clearly showing that you're not doing this in order to prepare the field for planting because you would need to remove all of them if you were doing that. So just take the top and leave the bottom. V'chein gagar shel tzoros hagal shel abanim. If you have a pile of or layers of smaller pebbles or piles of larger stones, the same thing. Notel esal yonos umaniach esanogos baretz. Again, remove all the top layers. Just leave the bottom layer, the ones that are touching the earth itself, leave that there. Clearly shows that you're not getting the field ready for planting. Finally, im yesh tachteim sela okash, if underneath these piles is not dirt, but instead is a larger stone or kash, a straw, hare elu yinatelu, then you could remove all of the stones. Because it's very clear that you're not doing this in order to get the field ready for planting, because you can't plant on straw and you can't plant on that stone. And therefore you're allowed to remove all of it, and there's no question that someone would think that you're trying to get the field ready for planting. That is Mishnah Zayin. Now for Mishnah Ches, a little bit of background. In general, during the rainy season, waters would collect in these pools that you would have to often at lower points in valleys, and you'd have to go down into tight spaces in order to access that water. Now, during the rainy season, often you'd access that water in order to help irrigate your field. If the rainwater itself wasn't enough, you'd add some water from these pools where the water collected. But once the rainy season is finished, then the water starts to dry up, and at that point, you're no longer using that water for the crops of that season. So says Mishnah Ches, Ein bonin madregos. You're not allowed to build stairs, al pi hageos erev shvis, misha pasko agashamim. On top of these pools, or really it means down to these pools of water, of collected water, on erev shvis, during the sixth year, misha pasko agashamim, once the rain has stopped. Because once the rainy season has stopped, let's say it's July, right? There's not so much water left in the pool. If you're building stairs down to that area in order to access it more easily, if you're doing that after the rainy season, in July of the sixth year, then you're clearly not doing it to support the crop of that season, because that ship has sailed. Instead, it must be that you're getting it ready. Perhaps getting the pool ready, fortifying whatever it is, you're using the remaining water to get your field ready for the seventh year, and that is obviously not allowed. And it says the Mishnah, "B'nei Shehu Misakin L'Shvius," because you're getting it ready for Shvius itself. Aval Bonahu Bashvius Misha Pasuk Hashemim. But during the Shemitah year, once the rain has stopped, you're allowed to build these ladders down to the steps, down to the pools, because again, "B'nei Shehu Misakin L'Motzei Shvius," because at that point, the rain has stopped for the seventh year. The water is only helpful for you at this point to get the field ready for the eighth year. So again, during the sixth year, once the rain has stopped, you're not allowed to build down the stairs, because then you're getting it ready for the seventh year. But during Shemitah itself, you're allowed to build the stairs down there once the rain has stopped, because then you're only getting it ready for the eighth year, and that would be okay. Now, v'lo yismoch ba'afar. Imagine you go down there and you want to fortify the, let's say it's after the rainy season during Shavuos, and you want to go down there in order to, as we said, you're allowed to do that in order to get the field ready for the eighth year. So you see the pool and you want to fortify it. You don't want any water to slip out. So says the Mishnah, v'lo yismoch ba'afar. You should not use dirt, you should not use mortar or cement in order to plug in the holes of this pool, because it could look like if you're so desperate to grab all, not a single drop of water should leave, maybe you're actually doing it because you really need water for right now during the seventh year, even though that's unusual. If you're so desperate that you need to save every drop, maybe it's for the seventh year. But you can make it out of stones so that it's more secure, but still there's still holes in between them and some water can get out. Most of the water will stay. But in that sense, it shows that you're really just trying to get it ready for the eighth year, but not trying to desperately hold on to the water that is currently there, but instead getting it ready for the next year. And finally, Kol Evan Shu Yachal Lifshot Es Yadav Litlo. While you're building these things, you're building these stairs down to the pool, or you're fortifying it, while you're building those structures, you're allowed to grab any rock that Lifshot Es Yadav Litlo, anything that's within your wingspan. You can grab anything around you, any rock around you from your field, in order to use it for building. Harei Zotinatal, you're allowed to take it. Meaning to say that it's very clear you're in the middle of building the stairs, you're in the middle of fortifying the pool, right? You're damming it up. In those cases, it's very clear to any onlooker that you're not taking the stones in order to get your field ready for planting. Instead, you're taking them specifically because you're building something right now. It's in real time. People see it. So there's no chashash. There's no question. It's abundantly clear that you're doing it for the purpose of building, and therefore anything that they're able to grab while you are building those things is totally within your right to take. You don't have to worry about any of the halachos of which stones you're taking, if it's the bottom layer, etc., etc. That is Mishnah Ches. We'll continue Mishnah Tes tomorrow.